When it comes to invasive species, it does seem that there are fewer non-native invasives in the tropics than there are in the temperate zones. It's really unclear why that is. And the question is, do the tropical ecosystems somehow resist invasion? Do they have lower invasibility? Well, there's some evidence that this could be true. One possibility is light limitation. As you know, rainforests, as you don't know yet, I guess, we'll be talking about how rainforests intercept so much light. The understories are very, very dark places. Most of the light is intercepted in the canopy. And it's true that rainforests are less invaded than more open forest types like dry forests or savannas, where in the tropics there are more of invasive species than there are in rainforests. So it could be having to do with light. It's also possible that there's a nutrient limitation, particularly phosphorus. Phosphorus is much more limiting in many tropical soils than it is in temperate soils. And there's also some evidence that where phosphorus does occur on phosphorus-rich sites in the tropics, there is an increase in non-native invasives. So maybe there's a nutrient thing going on as well. And then lastly, the tropics have higher overall biodiversity, which could mean that it's harder for invasive species to get a foothold. There's fewer open niches. There may be more competitors or maybe potential predators that would knock back or interact with and antagonize those potential invaders. There is some evidence that lower diversity ecosystems have a higher risk of non-native invasives. So all of these are possible explanations that would indeed indicate the tropics maybe having lower invasibility than temperate ecosystems.